Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
You can feel it. It's a partly cloudy and cold start to the weekend. It's the impact of that cold front that moved over the coastal areas this week. Very cold over parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo with isolated showers and rain. Morning fog patches over the eastern part of the northwest. Pretoria up to 21. Joburg and Rustenburg 19. Mpumalanga 13. Emalahleni and Polokwane up to 16 degrees.
So, heads up, Central Johannesburg, because of the international rugby game this weekend between the Springboks and the All Blacks at Emirates Airline Park on Saturday at 5:05, there's going to be extensive road closures and traffic restrictions around the venue. Just be aware of that.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says government will provide evidence of genocide to the International Court of Justice in The Hague. Ramaphosa told Parliament yesterday the real substance of the country's case will be submitted within the next few weeks. Earlier this year, the court ordered Israel to take all measures to prevent genocide against the people of Gaza in a case brought by South Africa. And the Gauteng Provincial Government will this morning launch a multi-stakeholder program to rejuvenate the Joburg CBD. The initiative will focus on enhancing lighting, security and cleanliness within the CBD to improve the quality of life and the economic vitality of this once vibrant inner city. Now looking at our business news.
Before we get there, that's great news.
Yes.
That is fantastic news. Our inner cities are actually very beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Seriously. And it's got a different energy about it.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah.
So cool. And net voor ons aan beweeg met die besigheidsnuus. The weather for this weekend, I mean, you know, everyone's like, ooh, it feels like summer. And then the weather is like, yeah, hold my coffee and watch this move.
Yeah.
It is going to be cold in Gauteng this weekend and other parts of the country. So, you know, it's definitely going to change what you do outdoors.
Yeah. If you've always wanted to move to Cape Town, here's Cape Town winter for you this
weekend.
Here's
a sample.
Yeah. See if you like Cape Town in Gauteng.
And it's highly unpredictable.
Yes. Yeah.
The joke is always four seasons in one day.
Yeah.
So Gauteng, welcome to Cape Town weather, I guess.
So while the weather can be unpredictable with King Price and Sure, at least you can always be sure about your insurance. King Price and Sure, insurance you can be sure about. Don't forget, you can win up to 6,000 Rand in cash from King Price and Sure. Send a WhatsApp to 084-850-0942. First word, King Price, and then follow the prompts. King Price is a licensed insurer and authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
Well, not like the weather, the rand is holding steady and stable. It fell back after hitting its strongest level in 13 months yesterday. StatsSA reported that South Africa's producer inflation fell to 4.2% year-on-year in July from 4.6% in June. And Asian markets rose this morning after a record day on Wall Street, boosted by a strong round of US data that reassured investors over the health of the world's top economy. The attention will shift to today's release of the latest US inflation figures. The yen edged up against the dollar after data showed inflation in Tokyo, leading indicator for the rest of the country, rose more than expected in August. A dollar this morning at 17 Rand 76, a euro 19 Rand 67, a pound 23 Rand 39 cents, gold at $2,513.99 per fine ounce, and oil at $79.52 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza, more news at 7.
Well, we saw the first of our Paralympians take to the field and track respectively. And on the field, archer Sean Anderson opened Team SA's Paralympic campaign, delivering the best international performance of his career to qualify for the final. He came up against the best archers in the world and qualified ninth. Also in action yesterday, swimmer Nathan Hendricks reached the final of the men's S13 100-meter butterfly, where he finished eighth in 59.91 seconds in the new Olympic sport of Bocha. Karabo Morapedi and Elizondo Yordan lost their opening pool matches to Australia and Hong Kong respectively.